blues. This is the mucilage that ties, you might say, jazz and folk music together, and we have two titans of the blues. This is a cliche, but true. Here then, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry.
Baby don't change. Well, she don't turn the lock on the door. Well, she don't change. Yeah, she don't turn the lock on the door. Well, she says, honey, tell that key you got. Woo! Won't fit that lock no more. You know, I went home last night, about 10:30. I tried to get the key in the lock, and I couldn't get it in, cause she done changed. Well, she done changed the lock on the door. Well, she said, that key you got, Sonny Terry, yes, won't fit that lock no more. Well, you know, I might take a little slow walk around to my window, peep in and see what can I see. I walk around to my window to see what I could see. You know, she was kissing my best friend, and I know it won't mean, cause she done changed. Well, she done changed the lock on the door. Well, she said, that key you got, Sonny, won't fit that long no more. You know, I called my baby up. Honey, what you want me to bring? You know she whistle-blowing easy. Don't bring a doggone thing, cause I done changed. Yes, I done changed that lock on the door. Well, she said, that key you got, Sonny, yes, won't fit that lock no more.
Woo! God, that was July 1959. Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. It was the Newport Folk Fest. I remember how... I can't forget it. It was that film introducing two great blues artists who are now in the studio this morning. They opened last night at the Quiet Night, and they'll be there for 2 weeks. And I remember the notes, even writing, with the death of Big Bill, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry are just about the richest interpreters of black blues, individual and as a team. Brownie truly sings of himself, and so doing evokes alive images of others who sang of themselves. Bill, Leadbelly, Leroy Carr, Big Maceo, Richard M. Jones, and all the wondrous fraternity of blues artists, always no contest when the question arises, who is the best blues harmonica player in the world? Sonny Terry, of course. As he whoops and hollers and blows in, out through his mouth harp, we see the open field, the escape, the chase. We hear the blues, at once mournful and exhilarating. Remember writing that 11 years ago?
That's right.
And, oh, how timely it is, how contemporary and truthful it is.
Tom Gokin.
Yeah, I got that album, too.
11 years ago.
And now, in all these 11 years, so much has happened to blues.
11 years older.
11 years old, so many of the young now have finally, in many cases, finally discovered it. So where do we pick up from now? We think naturally of Bill. Later on, we'll play the voice of Bill, who was a close friend to all three of us, you know.
I remember, Stetson, when we were... That was the year before that we went to the festival, wasn't it? 58.
Mm-hmm.
We had that talk and we were discussing the blues, and I made a statement. And Bill and I got into a big discussion. I remember it so much, I says, I never had the blues, and Bill didn't wait till I finished. Man, you tell me you didn't have the blues? I says, why should I have them? I was born with the blues. I just recorded that, you know, for when Bill was doing his last session, you know.
Yeah.
I was born with the blues. And I always remember the session, and we did themes. Remember we did themes on that, and Sonny and I have followed that down through the years since that Bill and I did that. We've been following themes when we do put on Coffee House Show.
What's a song that comes to your mind? Thinking about Bill, yourself, and of course I'm thinking of the scores of songs and blues you both know and play so remarkably. You name it. I'll just go along for the ride here.
Let's do one of Bill's in Elphaba, Bill wrote, and I've did. Well, we've had the pleasure of recording it 5 times, and I still love it, and I'm going to do it again. I got the key to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Well, Big Bill wrote that, man. That's a good one.
Let's try down there.
Got your code.
I got the key to the highway. Bill Brown, I'm bound to go. Gonna leave her running because walking is most too slow. Ooh. I'm going back to the border. Nothing but driving a good man away from home. Woo! Now give me one more kiss, darling, just before I go. If I leave this time, I may not come back no more. Rosy moon peeps on the mountain.
Go ahead, man.
I'll be on my way. Gonna roam these highways.
Woo!
Until the break of day. I woke up this morning, put on my highway shoes. Take me very long till I had those old highway blues. What'd you do, Brownie? I walked out on the highway. That old greyhound bus had gone. Stunned about the one that I love, and I sure God went walking on. Walk it down now.
And listening, this is therapy, of course, for troubled times. Always more so than ever. Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. That was Bill's song, and of course, Bill loved it. I remember when Bill was there, and when you played it, and he sang. And he was always, Bill was also directing, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was great.
He was giving the orders. See, now, I remember when there was one, it was during Bill's last session, both Brownie and Sonny were here offering the music of the original production of Tennessee Williams' Cat on the Hot Tin Roof, and you came into the studio.
That's
you know,
right.
Bill knew that he was dying, you know. And he said, I want the blues to be remembered. And he wanted Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee to be there with him. And but there was also the humor, even then. He was saying, Sonny was playing Crow Jane.
That's right.
That? And then Bill was starting to talk. What do you know about Crow Jane? He knew right. Crow Jane. Remember that?
That's right.
How did Crow Jane...
Crow Jane?
Yeah, how'd that come to be? When did you first hear Crow Jane?
Crow Jane, I heard Crow Jane as a little kid, about 18 or 19 mm-hmm. years old, you know.
This was where,
yeah.
Sonny?
That's in Durham, North Carolina.
In Durham, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you first picked up on the harmonica, and you played all variety of harmonicas, all shapes and forms, when did you first pick up on it?
When I first started playing, you mean when I first started?
Yeah.
Oh, I started when I was a little kid, about 7, 8, 9 years old. I've been liking the harp ever since I was about 5 years old, you know. I never forget when my father had me town. We lived in the country, you know, mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was a guy there to call him. What this guy's name? Sam. Mm-hmm. Well, he was playing with harmonium, didn't have his hand on it, just playing it, you know. So I fell in love with the harmonium. I told my father, I said, buy me one of them things. Mm-hmm. He said, what you got to do if you can't play it? I said, you buy me one, maybe I'll learn one day. Mm-hmm. So and from that on, I've been loving harmonium.
You know, it's funny, you're playing, of course, self-taught. Yeah. Remember Larry Adler? I was saying the greatest harmonica player in the world. Well, he says, well, the obvious choice, he says, Sonny Terry.
Yeah, no, I was one of his guests down to the Village Gate once. He had me come down there, you know, and he told me, he said, Sonny, play me a piece. Yeah. So I pull out this little harmony, you know, he got one of them long ones, you know.
Yeah.
I pull out this little small one. He said, well, you can't do nothing with that. And I played him a piece. He said, I want to know how in the devil you getting much out that little and I get out this big one.
Yeah, how do you? This is. Could you demonstrate to me? How do you? This
I don't like the large one. Okay? Yeah. See, the one got the button on it, you know?
Yeah.
See, I do a whole lot of creaking with my hand, you know? Some people wonder, say, how you make the thing change your hand, honey? See, I hold it tight in my lips and blow at the same time and hit it with my hand, and that make your notes change.
And would you point out that Sonny Terry has a plain, ordinary little harmonica? That's a.
That's
plain,
right.
It's not one of these chromatic. It's just a plain, little ordinary.
Back in 33 and 34, you get them for 25 and 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're $4.
$4.
$3 and a half, $4.
Cost of living.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do you, just before you say do Crow Jane, because Bill would have said, oh, well, let him do Crow Jane, let him do Crow Jane. But before you.
Yeah, he asked me, say, what do you know about Crow Jane? I said, I know a little about Crow Jane, too.
He said he knew her before you did. Is the way he put
maybe he did, because he's a little older than I was.
Could you sort of demonstrate something, how, you know, the blowing and also the vocal sound as well as playing? Could you sort
but
of.
But see, what I do, I do something, I call this my own course. Mm-hmm. Nobody else don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can play and blow and sing all the same time, you know. Mm-hmm. See, it's when my singing, my harp, it's start playing in there, but it's going so fast,
mm-hmm.
you can't tell it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just think on the harp. When I'm singing, the harp's still going, too.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So that's my trick.
Yeah.
So they call it now, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah, doing your thing.
Yeah.
They saying it now. You've been doing your thing.
A long time, yeah.
You and
now I know it's a trick. That's the first time I ever heard him say it was a trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a trick.
It's a trick.
See, it's a good trick, though. Ain't nobody else doing it. Can't do it.
Why don't you try that trick once more?
Oh, do it again?
Yeah.
How about me doing that one what Bill told me to do? What do you like, Crow Jane?
Yeah.
Do it?
Yeah.
Okay, River. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, what make you hold your head so high? Well, you realize, honey, you're gonna lay down and die. If you see me coming down, oh, put your man out down. Well, I ain't no stranger, no son, I've been here before. Woo! Crow Jane, Crow Jane, what make you hold your head so high? But honey, you won't be true. Woo! 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 Crow Jane, Crow Jane, what you make you hold your head so high? You realize, honey, you're gonna lay down and die. Coming, Crow Jane.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Sonny Terry, later on, because if I think about Durham, North Carolina, I remember you talking about your childhood and hearing the sounds of the locomotive later on, perhaps in the fox hunt, you know. Brownie, where was it? I forgot, was it Nashville? No, where
Knoxville.
Knoxville it was, Knoxville. I remember that.
I was born between a river, a highway, and a railroad track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back to see. They've torn my birthplace down in a place that was called the Old Ark. Right near the Southern Railroad, highway number 11. Tennessee River.
I suppose as you think back of your childhood in that place near the railroad sounds, the river, I suppose here too, songs. Do you recall one of the early blues that you remember as a small child or later on that you sang and played because of the region where you were?
Highway and a river. Highway and a river and a railroad track. Any of these trains will take me back to Tennessee. Tennessee, dear old land, where I long to be. I went a river and a railroad track, and these roads will take me back to Tennessee. Tennessee, to Tennessee, dear old Tennessee. I went a river and a railroad track. Take me back to Tennessee.
That was an early one. And then, of course, I think, you know, it's hard for me to pick out any one of the songs that...
Well, Red River was something on the order of Key to the Highway and...
Sister to Crow Jane.
Crow Jane. But I learned it another way, and I think I remember playing it once, the way my daddy played it. He never played it with the turn in it like that. And he always gave me the third degree about, son, you got Crow Jane and Red River mixed up. Mm-hmm. But it seemed to be the same chord progressions after I got a little older. But he always played it like this. Second piece I ever learned.
Thank you.
Which way does that blood red river run? Which way does that blood red river run? Run from my back window straight to the rising sun. I hate to see that rising sun go down. Yes, yes. I hate to see that rising sun go down. Why, boy? Make me feel just like I'm on my last go round. Run into the camp, tell my brother Bill. Said run into the camp, tell my brother Bill. Well, the one he's loving, sure God gonna get him killed. When they worked on the levee camp, my daddy was a levee worker. I used to go out and watch him load wheelers. He used to sing this when he come home and eat. Well, the dumper told the loader, bring him six loads of clay. Dumper told the loader, bring him six loads of clay. Why? Said, blood, red river, sure God run away. Says, I heard a mighty rumbling. Then I looked around. What was all that noise, boy? I heard a mighty rumbling. Then I looked around. Woo! Was a northern and a southern. Time that old depot down. Which way, does that blood red river run? Which way, does that blood red river run? Run from my back window, straight to the rising sun. Make the guitar talk about it.
Crying like a baby, wailing like a man. I think, you know, Brownie and Sonny, I think these songs, of course, we have to, again, talk to the young sometimes, say that the blues come out of actual experience, of course, you know. You see, your father worked the levee camp, and of course, many of the songs came out of
the actual most of the songs I heard him do, that's one of the favorites I heard him do, and Betty and Dupree, and Quite Not Love, John Henry, And a lot of the songs most of his songs didn't ever rhyme, but I realized what he was talking about then.
You know, as you were singing, it occurred, Sonny Brownie, I'm thinking, yeah, as you play in that blues, in a way, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues might have been derived from a song like this.
Well, that's what my father said. He said that it wasn't no original St. Louis blues because it was picked up. Each man that come in always added a verse because they would sing while they worked. And when they were working, it was pretty hard work. When a man's back is dragging the ground when you're loading the wheelers, when you get up sometimes, your back would be bleeding because you had to go up, and sometimes the wheeler would go too low.
Oh, yeah.
Take a pretty strong man to load a wheel with snatch team, and my father come from the loading to a snatch team, and that was pretty hard work.
And you load that thing sometimes you turn somerset.
Yeah.
Right on your back.
It's singing the blues in a way to survive the day.
Yeah.
Anyway. But so also there's something else you said, that the song, you take an established blues, a popular one, like saying, it was derived from something. This is always a story of the blues, isn't it? Someone is always, some other person is doing it on the basis of some other person's work. It's a continuous strain, isn't it?
Never has an end.
Yeah, never has an end.
Somebody always picks up on it because it relates to somebody's life or something that's happened in their life, and they'll add a little to it, and it becomes part of them.
And thinking, of Sonny Terry's listening and hearing, too, as well. Carolina, Durham, North Carolina. I suppose it was also a train stop. Was that also a roundhouse? Train? You'd hear the trains, of course, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so how would you hear the train? You'd hear that whistle. You'd hear the locomotive.
Yeah, that's right.
And then how would you, and then you'd take that harmonica.
Oh, well, when I hear the whistle blowing, so I just take the harmonica and try it out. Keep it messing around until I find something to fit in there, So, and I just made a song out of it called The Locomotive.
Yeah. How would that, this is the train, we're on the train. A train, of course, is always a big
thing. Now, this is the old locomotive train way back, So, some of these kids now wouldn't know what a locomotive is, but.
We got diesels now,
we got the diesel.
Yeah, they don't carry passengers anymore either.
But I want to let them know where it started from. No train will start like this, That's the whistle blowing, we're getting ready to go, The train getting ready to start, See, when they do like that, the wheel's slipping, So when the motor going on too fast, the wheel slips, So now you just keep doing that to the wheels catch a hold, and here you go. About to come to a crawl and they got to blow the whistle, over. About to come to another station now, it's slowing up. Pulling in the shed now.
Train is bound for glory.
That's
This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. That's beautiful, the recreation of that sound. We're talking, of course, two great blues artists, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. And if ever there were the matter of continuity in art, in music, and in history, it's in the artistry of my two guests. The train, Sonny, I suppose, and Brownie, the train has always been the, in the past, the vehicle, wasn't it? The symbol and the actual thing, and black people going north and going from one job to another trying to survive the train.
Yeah, but always mm-hmm. left a longing in your heart. Somebody mm-hmm. was on it. If it was even a freight train, you know, well, you could realize. And I have stood and watched so many guys get on. Mm-hmm. And the technique of hoboing, and then, you know, as far as you could see the train, the smoke rolling back, the cinders from the old smokestack hitting on you, and you'd stand there and watch and teardrops rolling down. Don't know whether they're going to get back or not. And then the whistle, that something was just demonstrating there. The further it got away, the mournful the whistle sound, the distance and the echo would ring, and the fireman, you could hear him dinging the bell, ding, dong, yeah. Wow. And it had every stop that have a different thing going. Wow, wow. Yeah. Train stops, car stops, road crossings, bridges. It's going to give all different signals for that. And it was just marvelous to run down to the railroad, and the fireman, or the engineer one, would know that you were coming down. He'd see us kids standing by the railroad track. And he'd do one of those little things, or he'd puff out some steam, and it was just a thrill.
He'd do a special one for you. He knew you were watching it.
Yeah. Always watching. Yeah. It'd always be there, because we know the time was coming along. And it's just a beautiful story about my home life there. It was a place where a train had to stop. It was owned by an Irish doctor, Dr. McGee, and it was McGee's station. It's still standing. That's where my father and my old parents, my grandparents were born. And I went there and lived for 4 years. And that train station is still there. It's called McGee Station. The train must stop there and pick up the mail. Had to blow. But now they have moved it through the years. They've moved it up just about 3 miles from there. It's called Vonore, a little place you will find on some maps. Vonore, Tennessee, in Monroe County. And I had the pleasure of going back to where my father was born and going to McGee's station.
Isn't this in the name Brownie McGee? I suppose this school may go back itself to slavery days.
Oh, it does. It goes back.
The name of the man who owned
my people.
Yeah, owned your people.
And that's the way I finished. Well, that's the way I got out of my high school, by tracing my name back, find out how come here McGee.
Yeah.
I didn't like Latin. So he said, you go and find out how come you're McGee. And come back, and I had to spend an extra year in school, and I did this. And I went out to where my people were born, and I run into some of the old people. Some of them lived to be 107.
Yeah.
104, 98.
You looked up the old family
tree. I went back as far as the whole family tree.
You know, I, as little I can say, I want to listen to you. Just listen to you and to Sonny. So you just go ahead, whatever a song.
Well, that's one phase of it, and the blues just keeps on following me. And I was writing all night last night. I don't never stop writing, because when I get off, like I am now, when I get off like I am now, you see, I can kind of finish up some of the things. I've been very lonely spot mm-hmm. on the 12th floor, you know, and it's
mm-hmm. very...
a little cubby room. Uh-huh. And I sit up and I write all night.
Yeah.
And I carry my notes along with me.
Uh-huh.
And I finished up a few things that I started on maybe a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
And I've been working on this song. I did a course of it too a while ago, and that I says the highway and the river and the railroad track.
Uh-huh.
And from Tennessee to Broadway. Uh-huh. And I did another one. I call him River. And a lot of people ask me why I call him
Sunny River.
River.
Uh-huh.
And people always ask me the question, why you call him River?
Uh-huh.
Well, through the years, I searched through the encyclopedia. River has a lot of definitions, but the one I like with the river is something that goes on forever. Man uh-huh. may come and men may go. But mm-hmm. rivers go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider that a friendship. After 31 years is a long time.
Is it 31 years that you've been together?
This is 30 years been together.
We'll be in April.
That's right.
Second week in April will be 31 years.
Long time, beautiful man.
It occurs to me in watching, you know, not only hearing, but watching Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry at work, you know what? You almost could tell the breath the other man's taking, the way you came with the guitar there, with the chords you were playing, the harmonica.
But to tell you, Stud, me and Brownie did the thing so much, I tell them sometimes, but he knows exactly what I'm going to do, and I know what he got to do.
What do you think?
I don't think that one can get away.
What do you think that, say, Brownie McGee's going to do now? What do you think?
Huh?
What are you going to do now, Brownie? And see how Sonny picks up on it. See how
I don't even have to tell him.
You don't have to tell him. Well, just go and see what happens.
As long as you're in this key, I ain't going to care what he does.
That's what Brownie used to say. You say, whatever you do, don't just go ahead and do it.
One thing I like to do, after Brownie do this, though, Stuart, the one what Billy was looking at me saying, he wrote, you know, Louise.
Louise.
Yeah, I like Alpha Brownie.
You always sing about women all the time.
What's the best thing to sing about? Can't think about nothing no better.
Louise.
Well, we've taken that for our themes, and it's not a spiel either, because that seems to be the three things mostly in the blues, but there's other things to sing about. Whiskey, women, and money.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be, but well, we use them, I use them as crutches. I don't say all blues singers, but I use them as crutches in order to get my point over, because they're the most important things in a man's life. If you've never dealt with those three, I don't think you've ever lived.
Of course, work. Work, too.
Well, work is involved. When a man puts forth an effort to sing about anything, that's why I'm saying work sometimes, he exerts himself. But thinking he doesn't. That's why I don't, I think it's some more other things to think about except whiskey, women, and money.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's work and then there's persecution and things of that kind. And that's the time I get it over. But you can't leave out those things.
Well, that's
because those are the important things. Well, I've never had too much of either one of them. So you, and that's one way I stay out of politics. You know, while it's
well,
easy.
I had too much of one. That'll look. Well, I had to quit that.
When you go to extremes on anything, yeah.
That one extreme.
I would point out that.
I don't tell you how I come to quit, though. I got a little sick, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. So the doctor told me, said, you drank a little too much, son. I said, cut it down to one drink a day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if I can cut it down to one drink a day, I just quit.
Yeah,
and
but
that way I quit.
But Brownie said that's going to extremes.
That's the poor boy, a long way from home, which was called the Charlie Blues.
Okay.
It was called a C-H-O-L-L-Y,
uh-huh.
Charlie.
Yeah.
And we always called it poor boy, but it was way before our time.
Yeah.
Got you covered.
That's no. You've got you covered. You know what key I'm in.
He's got you covered before you even name the key.
Treat me, please don't do me wrong.
Woo! Go ahead.
Walk down a walk, feet got soaking wet. Hey, hey, hey. Walk down a walk, feet got soaking wet. Walk down a walk, feet got soaking wet. Looking for my woman, I ain't found her yet. They tell me the graveyard, mighty lonely place. People say the graveyard is mighty lonely place. Somebody tell me the graveyard is mighty lonely place. 6 feet in the ground, they'll throw dirt in your face.
Woo!
Ain't good looking, got no curly hair, Lord, Lord. Ain't good looking, ain't got no curly hair. People ain't good looking, ain't got no curly hair. My mama told me something, carry me anywhere. Poor old boy, ain't been treated right, Lord, Lord. Poor old boy, ain't been treated right, no, no. I'm a poor old boy. Ain't been treated right. Freezing ground was my bed last night.
Woo!
Big bell rang, little bell fell a tone. Big bell rang, little bell fell a tone. Big bell rang, little bell fell a tone. I'm a poor old boy. Long, long way from home. Poor old boy, got nowhere. Go, Lord, Lord, poor old boy, ain't got nowhere to go.
Woo!
No, no, I'm a poor old boy, ain't got nowhere to go. Please don't mistreat me, don't drive me from your door.
I guess that blues has to be called medicine.
Oh, long ways from home.
Poor old boy. You know, I'm thinking so many songs I'd love to hear you. I know you will be playing them and singing them at the quiet night. Of course, The Fox Hunt, that Sonny and Louise. Mm-hmm. And Norm Pellegrini, our program director, asked, he remembered when the original company, the original production of Cat on the Hot Tin Roof was in town, the year Bill died, 1958 it was. And do you remember the music you played as the background?
The background music we were doing, it was Pick a Bale of Cotton and John Henry. Sonny closed the second act, and we closed the second act, and I led the song and closed the show.
That's right, you did that.
That was two shows.
So Pick a Bale of Cotton, that's also what you sang at the 59 Festival,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So Pick a Bale of Cotton was sort of set the mood in the background of the locale for
that was
Tennessee
the,
Williams' play.
Well, the first act was closed with a spiritual. Two girls lead that did the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And then the second act, Sonny Close, was with Pick a Bale of Cotton.
That's right.
And I did some lyrics to John Henry, which come the curtain come down on, cool drink of water before I die.
That was it. See, we won't play no music in there, you know. We just singing, you know.
Just sang.
Yeah, we won't
without
play
the background.
Won't know how much I can get that.
There was a very funny story about that. We were playing music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a funny story. And just before we come to Philadelphia to open up, Marilyn Monroe come down to listen to that show, and we was playing guitar and harmonica back.
Yeah.
And Liz wanted her to see what she thought about it. There's a few more people there listening, stars. She says, well, it's nothing wrong with it, but who can listen at the lyrics with them wailing harmonica and the strum and guitar going on back there? So that takes away from the whole entire thing that's going on. So right then, Kazan says, can you fellas sing without your instruments? I said, I sure can. I just haven't had this long.
Well, if I could just challenge Kazan, how about doing it with the instruments?
Oh, fine. With either one? We'll do a little of each one, what do you say?
Do more.
What do you want to do that in?
That's what you feel like.
Huh? What do you want to do?
Pick
a
bale.
I can do Pick a Bale in a more. Can you do an E?
Anywhere.
I mean an F.
Anywhere, baby. Don't
worry. Which one you want to do the first?
You're only playing two keys. That's high and low.
That's right. Well, we're low at this time.
Don't respect me. Just play.
I ain't going to. You were. Catch up if you can. Dude, you got left, buddy.
Pick a bale of cotton, pick a bale of cotton,
wanna jump down, turn around,
pick a bale of cotton,
wanna jump down, turn around,
pick a bale of cotton,
wanna jump down, turn around,
pick a bale of cotton,
why get on your knees,
pick a bale of cotton,
wanna get on your knees,
pick a bale of cotton,
why look all around,
pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna
laugh
like mad,
pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna jump down, turn around,
pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna jump down, turn around,
pick a bale of cotton,
oh Lordy,
pick a bale of cotton,
oh Lordy.
Pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna look all around.
Pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna
yeah.
laugh like mad.
Pick a
bale
of cotton,
we wanna jump down, turn around.
Pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna jump down, turn around.
All right, whoa.
Now.
Pick a bale of cotton, yeah. Pick a bale of cotton,
whoa.
Pick a bale of cotton, yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Pick a bale of cotton, yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Pick a bale of
cotton, whoa, Lordy.
Pick a bale of cotton, yeah.
Whoa, Lordy.
Pick a bale of cotton,
yeah. Wanna jump down, turn around.
Pick a bale of cotton, yeah. Pick a bale of day.
Wanna get on my knees.
Pick a bale of cotton,
wanna get on my knees.
Pick a bale of day.
We wanna look all around.
Pick a bale of cotton,
we wanna grab like mad.
Pick a bale of day.
We wanna grab like mad.
Pick a bale of day.
Wanna jump down, turn around.
Pick a bale of cotton,
wanna jump down, turn around.
Pick a bale of day.
We wanna pick a pick a pick a pick a
pick a bale of cotton.
We wanna pick a pick a pick a pick a
pick a bale of day.
We wanna pick a pick a pick a pick a
pick a bale of cotton.
We wanna jump down, turn around.
Well, Kazan was wrong. It's great with the instruments. You know, I think that brings to mind another big man, doesn't it? Hughie Ledbetter.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, Pick a Bale of Cotton. Hughie, yeah. You know, he was such a strong man.
He was a solid rock.
Yeah,
solid
yeah,
rock.
Right.
Yeah, he was a big rock.
Yeah.
We lived with him for about 2 years, you know,
yeah.
In New York.
I know he did.
Yeah, it was very, very beautiful 2 years.
So there. This is a matter of... of yourself extending, as you say, it's a song, the blues is really a story of not one man, but of all men. Mm-hmm. People, so it's Big Bill, Lead Belly, Leroy Carr. In beginnings, too, when, as young guys, you, Sonny, I know you worked the streets, you know, to make a living, and Brownie worked medicine shows and picnics and everything in the beginning.
Everything. On the street. I played the medicine show too, you know.
The medicine show too.
Yeah.
How'd that work? You mean that people would come under a tent, come into the tent? Is that it?
No, it wasn't no tent stuck in those days. Just back of an old truck or wagon.
Old truck, anything, a wagon, yeah. Anything. You know, you get out there and play your music and draw the crowds, you know. Mm-hmm. So he wait till you draw the crowd, then the guy get up and tell about his medicine.
Mm-hmm. Make his pitch.
Make mm-hmm. it. You got the crowd up there, yeah. You know.
One bottle of medicine cured anything you had. Toe ache, heartache.
So it's the beginning, then, playing out in the open at once.
Yeah,
it was the open really. Sound, too. That's part of it, too.
Well, a crowd would come in, whether you had harmonica, yeah. Guitar, banjo,
harmonica,
a washboard, anything. Anything to make a sound.
Yeah.
They'd just come running.
I'm thinking of the songs and the sounds that you recreate, too. In the case of Sonny, remember I earlier asked about that fox hunt. Did you ever hear the... A man hunting the fox?
Oh, yeah, that's where I learned it from.
Yeah.
I learned it from that. Yeah. Hearing the dogs, you know, mm-hmm. trail the fox, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was doing that, hooping, and anyhow, you know what you hear me do now, how, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, God, I think this got fit right in, you know.
Yeah.
So I made up me a song called The Fox Chase. You want to hear a little
bit? I sure would.
Same key, I really.
B flat.
Yeah. I had to E for John Henry, but I take.
Don't expose yourself to the
public. Watch out, down there. I got three dogs. How many you got?
I don't know tonight. I might turn them all loose. I got old Pete and Kate. That's the best two I got anyway.
I know, but my three, I'll run, y'all. I know. So we got three right now.
It's original, Pop. Say, Sonny, think we're going to have a good chase tonight?
Oh, yeah, man.
How many dogs you bring with you?
I told you I had three, man. Be good and two.
I didn't bring but two, and that's old Pete and Kate. Pete's the fastest, but he's a little slow about striking trail. That's old Kate now, listen. My old Pete. I haven't heard of one of your dogs yet. Oh, yeah. Listen to them dogs. Listen.
Brownie, you know, I've got that little bit of a dog, you know. He can't keep up with the big dog, but he let the big dog know he's back there. And he sound like this, you know.
Listen, they're going down the river. They're going by the river. Doggone, he got away.
That's recreating a play, you know. I think also we should point out that the audience has to see it to believe it, too. Watching Sonny Terry in action and watching Brownie McGee and he work together. And I suppose the reason I'm stressing this is that many of the generations now jump at you, every 5 years a generation, and many of the young kids who heard about blues or hear some new singer sing the blues thinks it began with him, and they don't know how it began, and the sense you to show how it began.
Well, that's just true, too, and we have a thing that we have to stress, because now, this day, we've been through, let me see, how many decades, we've been through at least 10 changes. We've seen our music change at least 10 times. But there are singers of the blues, and there are blues singers, and there are singers of folk songs, and there are folk singers, and there are singers of spirituals, and there are spiritual singers. And we can count them, we can pick them out, but we're not critics. But there's a differentiation between them. A blues singer is a guy that's lived with it. A singer of the blues, a guy just learned it from a record just because he wants to make some money. And that's the same thing that goes with folk songs. A guy that's lived his environment, dealt with his environment, and not ashamed to tell it, he is a folk singer. He's not a singer of folk songs. He creates them because he tells it like it is. That's the rudiments of it. In the same way with the spiritual. If a guy believes in a hereafter, there is a better world after this, he sings to that effect and he lives to that. And the spirituals grow with him, as the blues has grown with me. And folk songs, same thing. You can't get them out of your system because it's, you know your environment better than anybody, and you live with it. You have lived with it, and you can live with it. And your past has been bad, but not bad enough to make you want to forget. Mm. That's mine.
You know, as Brownie is talking, you know he talks quite obvious truth and history. You mentioned spirituals. And I know both of you are powered on with the blues because the connection is there, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Church music, spirituals. Because there's one, you know, Pete Seeger says the greatest song he's ever heard. And he's, of course, both of you singing. He heard you singing, of course. He's referring to 12 Gates to the City, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, that's what he's referring to, you know.
Yeah, I think he got to...
Yeah.
I think he did come to New York singing that.
Yeah, that's right. He sure did.
12 Gates to the City and Go Horizon. That's right.
That's right.
Suppose, what do you think?
Weevil used to do that, you know. I learned it to him.
I know you did. Yeah.
Do a little bit of that, huh?
Yeah.
But 12 Gates.
12 Gates, yeah.
I remember in conjunction with that, as Sonny was singing 12 Gates to the City and Brownie, I remember you were singing Welcome Table. Remember that? Welcome Table? You do a verse in that before, I think. You know, the hour ends before. We have to end with the big man, John Henry. John's the symbol of all that strength.
I'm going to feast at the Welcome Table.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to feast at the Welcome Table some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to feast at the Welcome Table. Feast at the welcome table some of the day. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. Yes, I'm gonna tell God how you treat me some of the day. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. Tell God how you treat me some of the day. I'm gonna walk those streets and glory, Lord. Walk those streets in glory some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna walk those streets in glory. Walk those streets in glory some of these days.
Well, thank you, Dan.
I'm going down to the river of Jordan.
Well, I'm going down to the river of Jordan some of these days.
Hallelujah.
I'm going down to the river of Jordan.
Down to the river of Jordan some of these days.
Just listening to Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, two authentic, that's a much overused word, but here very applicable, authentic artists You know, we can't end, the song to end has to be John Henry, doesn't it? Because I guess, how would you, there are many interpretations of it, but you think of all the strength of this man who beat the machine down.
I believe he lived. That's why I love it so much. And that's one of our feature numbers because, you know, if you believe a thing, I went to the tunnel. They say he built.
You went to that tunnel?
I went to the Big Ben.
Yeah, the Big Ben tunnel, West Virginia.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Saw it with my own eyes. And it really, you know, my father said the man lived and my daddy died. He just died in 68. And he told me, and I believed him, too, because everything he said to me that I didn't believe, I went out in the world and seek to find it was true. Train running in the air right here, I didn't believe it. But there was an L in the air here. And he didn't explain to me what he meant with a train running in the air, and I was a kid.
Yeah.
He said, there's a train running in the air in Chicago, son. You've never seen anything. You can ride a train under the ground, under the river. I says, for Christ's sake, what you care to tell me? I'm not crazy. Later years, I experienced it to be true, but he didn't tell me that the man had built an elevated train, and that man had dug a tunnel. I was only thinking one way. I had a one-track mind. The train I seen on the track running in the air, I might have a heart attack, but it's true.
The train in the air and the train underground, and the idea is men like John Henry.
That's the thing. That's what I'm speaking of.
You know, that's what it's all about.
That's what it makes me. Now I know it was true.
So we pay tribute to the whole people, and Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry and John Henry.
John Henry.
Well, that's still gonna be the death of me. John Henry had a little bitty woman. Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry got sick, then he had to go to bed.
Oh, Polly Ann, she's real steel like a man.
Well, oh, Polly Ann, she's real steel like a man.
Well, oh, Polly Ann, she's real steel like a man.
Well, oh, Polly Ann, she's real steel like a man.
Oh, Polly blew it like this, you know.
I'll die with this hammer, oh Lord. Die with this hammer in my hand. Catch John Henry on a mountain. Oh, that mountain was so high.
All right, now.
Last words I heard that poor boy say.
Just give me a cool drink of water before I die,
Lord.
Give me a cool drink of water before I die.
Just give me a cool drink of water,
water. I heard him say,
just give me a cool drink of water, water. Just give me a cool drink of water, water.
Give me a cool drink of water,
water. Cool drink of water, of water.
Water, I heard him say.
Just give me a cool drink of water, of water. Just give me a
cool drink of water,
why God?
Oh Lord, yes, give me a cool drink of water, why God? Give me a cool drink of water, why God? Give me a cool drink of water, why God?
John Henry lives, Big Bill lives, Huey Ledbetter lives, and all the anonymous singers of blues live thanks to the Bears of History with us this morning. Ronnie McGee and Sonny Terry. Two artists.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Seemed like yesterday.
Thank you very much. It is 953 Belmont, a quiet night. Gentlemen, like yesterday and like tomorrow, too.
Tomorrow. Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.